This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You may notice that this does not sound like Ian. That's because it's not. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Derek J.
Ian and Mark are on the road. They're heading down to New York City.
New York City!
Yes, New York City. They're going to the Talkers Convention that happens, I think, twice a year.
That's right.
And once on the East Coast, once on the West Coast. This one is New York City, and it's just before Porkfest as well. So, you know, they've got sort of two little vacations in one, although they're both working trips, so I don't really know if you could consider either to be a vacation.
Free Talk Live will be very busy during both events, to be sure.
Yes. Yes, they will. And, you know, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can actually put in show prep on the website, and a lot of people do. There's front page stories. Sometimes we will use those stories as show prep. Sometimes we do not. I have brought in a couple of stories. Derek, you've brought in a couple of things. But first, we are actually going straight to the phones because that's what we do here.
All right.
It's about you and your calls. Dennis Goddard calling in, wants to talk about Ian's gubernatorial run. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, hey, folks. So, this is amazing. It's always interesting to me. Ian is semi-famous for really not being down with the whole political process and stuff, but I got wind from a New Hampshire insider that Mr. Freeman is formally, he has formally put in the paperwork, he's paid the $100 that it takes to do so, and he is running for governor on
yes.
the Democratic ticket.
He filed for governor before Maggie Hassan ran or filed the paper to run for reelection. So technically, she filed to run against Ian instead of Ian filing to run against her.
Maggie Hassan, of course, being the person who is currently the governor of our state and the person who is largely responsible for us not who is single-handedly responsible for us not having legal recreational marijuana. She is the queen of reefer madness, and it was very difficult to get even medical past her, but we eventually, of course, did. But she's Miss Ann. And so, you know, why elect Democrats if you're not even going to get legal pot? Why?
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of people thought that Maggie Hassan would wind up, you know, quote-unquote giving us medical cannabis or at least decriminalized, and she threatened to veto the original medical bill because it allowed for home grow. It allowed patients who qualified if they lived, you know, I believe it was more than 30 miles away from one of the four what they call alternative treatment centers. If you lived further than 30 miles away, you would be allowed to grow a very small amount of cannabis. She threatened to veto the bill because that was in there. So, of course, it got removed, and then she signed it. And then, you know, some of the politicians tried putting a bill through to actually allow for home grow, and that was rejected primarily because, well, the governor's going to veto it, and we don't have enough people to override the veto, so why should we even pass this?
Yeah, but hey, you know, there's lots of good reasons to pass it. We now have medical marijuana in the state. That is something in a state that, six or seven years ago, people have said it's never going to happen in this state, but then the Free Staters came and pretty much took over the Republican Party. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know if you've ever been to a Republican Party function in New Hampshire, but it's hard to tell that it's not a Free Stater function in New Hampshire because so many of the people there are Free Staters.
And Dennis, I just want to sort of correct one thing that you said. While technically you're right, New Hampshire does have medical marijuana or therapeutic cannabis, as it is known in the statutes, it's sort of legal on paper only because none of the alternative treatment centers are open yet, which means that none of the patients who would qualify can actually get the cannabis that they need yet. And during one of the committee hearings, I believe Matt Simon from the Marijuana Policy Project said that based on the current time scale of when things are going to wind up getting handed out, of which four companies are going to wind up having the alternative treatment centers, it's going to be 2017 at the soonest before any of them are up and running.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks. But again, I take victories as good things, not as bad things. You know, there are plenty of states that don't have medical marijuana at all. And the way these things work, as I've observed in nearly a decade of watching these things happen, they happen little steps at a time. It goes first, you get more votes in the House. Suddenly you start finding yourself passing it in the House. Then you start to pass it in the Senate. Then you start to override, you know, it's little steps, and then it happens, and it's incremental, and incremental change is all I've seen.
Yeah,
and that seems to be the way that's working. But I wanted to comment more on Ian's gubernatorial thing.
It is great.
In my mind, it is great that he ran as a Democrat, partially because now he gets to have some debates with Ms. Hassan and really take her to the tech. I'm sure those are going to be great debates. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. He doesn't necessarily get on the 9 o'clock news or whatever, but there will certainly be media that will want to talk to him, and this will be fantastic.
Do you think,
I learned about? Pardon?
Let me ask a question real quick. Do you think that Governor Hassan will actually agree to debate Ian Freeman?
Of course not. Of course not. She'd be foolish to. She won't do that.
Does Ian have a campaign website or a platform?
No, not to the best of my knowledge.
He's got some information up on the New Hampshire Liberty Party website, which is nhliberty.info.
Okay.
And he's running primarily on the drug war, specifically the cannabis issue, and also secession.
Excellent. Those are terrific issues, especially for a Democrat to debate.
Yes.
He'll give them a lot to think about.
You know, the Republicans are, you know, largely a free stater, maybe not controlled, but not merely influenced. I mean, heavily under the Free Stater wing is the Republican Party. But the first ever Free Stater to get elected to the House of Representatives was elected as a Democrat. And there are now multiple Democrats in the House of Representatives. And it's definitely a much more difficult thing for the Free Staters to sort of be in and become part of the Democrat Party. But I know there are a number of Democrat Free Staters in key positions in the party who have, maybe not super key positions, but, I mean, not dog catcher either. I mean, there are people who are running their town's Democratic Party, running various, you know, there are Democratic Party functionaries who are Free Staters. I would just love to see this, because when we get both sides, OMG. So there's a state representative who's been a rep for many years. His name is Steve Valancourt, and he has a blog, and his blog is very widely read. Pretty much everybody who's a political mover and a shaker in New Hampshire at least reads his blog. They may not like what he has to say, and he's quite libertarian leaning. He has been a member of the Libertarian Party in the past. He's been elected as a Libertarian to the House of Representatives in the past. He's now a Republican, but he's also been a Democrat. But in his blog post, he says, "Truth be told, Ian Freeman is my kind of nut."
Yeah, there are a lot of people who think that Ian is their kind of nut, and there's a lot of people that don't think that Ian should be anywhere near politics. And actually, it's interesting, in certain parts of the state, the, you know, Free Stater activist, if you will, they get told, well, if you want to change things, you should work within the system. And then when those same people file for office to work in the system, they get told, you're just wasting everybody's time. Why don't you go do something else? What do you think about that, Dennis?
It all depends on what they're doing. I guess you could say that if you're doing civil disobedience by sitting quietly at home and smoking a joint, I would argue whether you're doing civil disobedience, and if you made a big deal about it, it would be argued that maybe you're wasting time. Similarly, there are people doing quote-unquote political stuff that are not really being serious about it, and that could be viewed in the same way.
Dennis, thank you so much for the call. And, of course, your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can call in, take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And we'll get into the news and stories that we have here momentarily. But before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about blockchain. Now, if you've listened to the show enough, you've heard us talk about blockchain.info. Well, they have a new website now. It's blockchain.com. Well, rather, I should say they have a second website, blockchain.com. Blockchain.info is still the regular Bitcoin wallet that you can use. And, of course, it is super encrypted. Blockchain.com is where you can go. They have a merchant app that you can download onto your smartphone, BlackBerry, Android. Sorry, Apple users, not available for you yet or, you know, for the foreseeable future. But the website still works on the Apples. Blockchain.com, merchant app. It allows you to take merchant payments without giving up private information, without having to connect to a bank account. Blockchain.com and blockchain.info. So, Derek, I'm sure over the last couple of days you've seen some of these stories online saying that YouTube was going to take down the indie artist and remove all of the videos unless the people have signed licenses with YouTube.
Yeah, I believe the headline I read was something like, "Goodbye, Radiohead." And I was like, no, don't take away all my favorite music. I have enough problems with YouTube as a content creator myself. They constantly flag my videos, pull them down from people who are watching from the USA. They're not allowed to watch my videos if they contain certain music files. So what's the headline? What's going on now?
Well, apparently, according to digitalmusicnews.com, everyone got it wrong. The Financial Times, The Guardian, Music Week, The Verge, The Daily Digest, and even DigitalMusicNews.com. And he links over to an article written by another writer from Digital Music News.
Uh-oh.
Who got it wrong. He says it just goes to show that a sensationalist headline is too good to pass up. And yes, if YouTube was going to rip down every video containing music that was not signed up for their new Spotify-esque music streaming service, that would be huge news. Sure, Robert Crookson of the Financial Times got the interview of Robert Kinkle, YouTube's head of content and business operations, but even he got it wrong. YouTube has been so secretive up to this point about its alleged streaming service that is possibly going to be called, they've got the name down here, but YouTube is starting up a streaming service that they're hoping to compete with the likes of iTunes and iHeartRadio and Spotify, but they've been secretive about it, and... Well, let me get back here. They hadn't gone on record that it even exists until today, and Crookson interpreted what Kinkle said incorrectly. Note that it's Crookson's article. Kinkle is not quoted anywhere saying that YouTube will block music videos. Crookson said that, and everyone repeated it.
Wow.
So... they go on, they continue, it says, "You really think that every video that contains music is going to be ripped down if the song has not been submitted to YouTube's new music streaming service?"
It didn't make any sense. I mean, just on face, it doesn't make any sense. Because, like, look at the Justin Biebers of the world. Aren't they the people who write their own music and then put it on YouTube to share with everybody? Who knows if a video that you upload is a song or not? Or if you sing? Or what if you're off key? I mean, how could YouTube possibly know that you've uploaded an independent song?
Right. So it says that would be a nightmare for YouTube with lots of room for error. In addition to the indie labels holding out, some artists have direct deals with iTunes and distribute their music there and nowhere else. Not to Spotify, not to Amazon, not Beats, just iTunes. but they put their music videos on YouTube. There is no way that YouTube would remove those artist videos for lack of a distribution deal. There are millions and millions of videos uploaded by 14-year-olds, as you said, Derek. Some who are singing in their bedroom to a song they just wrote, others doing a cover of a popular song, mm-hmm. and they did not necessarily obtain a license.
Mm-hmm.
They have not distributed those songs to YouTube Music, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else. Do you really think that YouTube is going to start banning those users? What about the web series built on YouTube with original scores? Those scores are not distributed anywhere. Are they gone too? And then there's a quote. It says, "With the surrounding text and other things I've read, including the partner agreement, I take it to say we're blocking videos from monetization." When they say platform, they mean content ID. Saying they're blocking videos from YouTube doesn't make any logical sense to YouTube as a platform. One thing I've noticed from working with them is they tend to use a lot of insider language when trying to communicate with the masses, and it is very confusing.
So they're blocking them from monetization. Big deal. The artists will find another way. They could use Bitcoin.
Right. So what this means is basically if you upload a video, Derek, and you use some music from Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
Or Eminem or
Bob Marley, most likely. Yeah.
Bob Marley. And you don't get the permission from the person claiming to hold the copyright of that song.
Yeah, I don't.
Then you would not necessarily be able to enable ads on that video.
Which is fine.
Or if you do enable ads, you would not keep that ad revenue. That ad revenue would go to the person with the copyright.
Totally acceptable. Bob Marley can have it all.
Well, Bob Marley is dead, but the estate of Bob Marley would love to have your money.
Yeah. Well, this has happened to me in the past. I've uploaded a video of the show I do, Peace News Now, and I included a clip of a Bob Marley song, and the whole video was pulled. I wasn't able to, and I don't even have monetization on my videos, but the video was pulled anyway. Hopefully this allows for more freedom for artists to include more music. In that situation, the video wouldn't be pulled. It just wouldn't have monetization as an option.
Right. So the source who was just quoted, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said that the account referred to is the CMS account,
mm-hmm.
which is the monetization account that you get from YouTube when you become an approved partner of their video monetization program, and the account partners use to manage content ID claims.
The bigger part of this story isn't even what YouTube is doing. To me, it's that this story spreads so far, so fast, inaccurately. Are we going to see more headlines like this?
Possibly. And let's talk about that when we come back. And your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type AB negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is unveilingthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about the story from YouTube that actually was reported incorrectly all over the world, probably in other worlds if there are, you know, creatures using internet on other worlds. They got the story reported incorrectly as well. But, of course, you can call, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Daryl.
And Derek J.
Mark and Ian are on the road going to the Talkers Convention. And next week, nobody will be in studio. Everybody will be in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. I almost said North Carolina for some weird reason. White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Woohoo!
At the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the largest camping festival in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. And over the course of a week, there will be vendors, dances, parties, karaoke, speakers. I'm one of them. Derek, are you giving a presentation this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be talking about abortion. That should be interesting.
That will be interesting.
Uh-oh.
I know Ian is also giving a presentation, And, of course, there's a ton of family events. There truly is something for everyone at Porkfest. It isn't just a great camping event. For many people, it is life-changing. You'll get a glimpse of what life could be like for you in the Free State. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. You can only buy your tickets at the door now. Porkfest.com to get the schedule, get directions, and everything else that you need to know about Porkfest. And, of course, you can Skype into the show. I forgot to mention Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And, you know, call, Skype, whatever. And, Derek, we were talking about the...
Headlines, you know, go wild.
Well, the quote-unquote truth about the YouTube story that was misrepresented.
Yeah.
And then you brought up a really good point, that the real story about this isn't what is actually happening with YouTube. It's the fact that something can be so widely misreported mm-hmm. in such a viral manner, and it's partially due to these outrageous headlines.
Yeah, and it's becoming more and more common. I've been noticing it because I'm a news junkie, and for the last 5 years or so, it's been getting more and more difficult for me to tell the difference between a real headline and something that belongs on the pages of, say, The Onion, like a satire piece. Because the news has just been so crazy. I mean, even a headline such as redeploying troops to Iraq, I would think, is not a serious headline. But then you have to do your own investigative work and find out if it's true. So this YouTube story, it didn't make sense on its face, but people weren't willing to give it that second of pause to say, is this a true story? And I include myself in that number. You know, we weren't thinking about it. We were just saying, oh my gosh, look at this headline. Must repost to Facebook. Must tell everyone about this new tyranny, without doing the 5 seconds it would probably take of investigative work to find out, is this true?
Right, and I think it actually took about a day before the, you know, truth actually came out about what the story actually was.
You know what I think it is? Is Facebook has added a new feature that tells you what news stories are trending, and that's how I discovered it in the first place. This is a new thing. I think it's only a year or less old, so this is probably partially responsible for carrying the misinformation that we've all experienced.
Yeah, and there's been sort of a... I'm not really sure what the term is to use to describe a phenomenon of sorts,
sure,
if you will, to come up with the most sensational headlines you can to get people to click on your story.
Yeah.
And it's what they call clickbaiting,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you come up with, you know, some outrageous headline to get people to click on your story, and then the contents of the story have very little, if anything, to do with what is in the headline.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. And, you know, this really is a trend, Daryl, because I was clickbaited recently. Someone posted to Facebook a news story saying, legal age of drinking upped to 25, and then it had this serious-looking website. And the whole website was a joke. It was like a link to ABC, but then it had some other stuff in the URL. And
right, so right. It
wasn't really to ABC. I was fooled. And after like 10, 20 seconds or so, it actually changed the article and said, you've been fooled. This wasn't real. If you want to trick your friends, you can type in whatever fake headline you want and send it to them. So fake news spreads faster than real news.
Generally, when I want to, you know, joke my friends on Facebook, I will post a link to the Rickroll video.
A classic.
You know, the one where Rick Astley, never gonna give you up. So I'll post that, and then I'll remove the preview to where there's no image, and then I'll just change the headline, because Facebook allows you to change the headline, and I'll put it something of official announcement, president resigns.
Ah, clever.
And then, you know, people will click on it. Several people, they'll comment, I know what this is. Ha ha ha, you can't fool me.
It's cool because it works both ways. It's the age of information, and so it only takes 5 seconds to verify the truth of a claim, but also there's all this access to information, so fewer people are doing that 5 seconds of research. It's just an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, and I've noticed that pretty much my entire adult life, is that anytime somebody hears a story that just sounds so outrageous, they never think to check it. And, you know, that it's not just internet misinformation. It's all kinds of misinformation. But Corby in Houston, Texas, wants to talk specifically about internet misinformation. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just listened to a book on Audible called Trust Me, I'm Lying by Ryan Holiday. He's a blogger, and he talks about, you know, they'll start off with a headline, just like you said, totally off the wall, whatever will get the most clicks. Doesn't matter if it's factual or accurate. Then a second blog will pick up the quote of the first blog, and usually it's the same person under a false identity. And by the third time it gets quoted by a third website, it went from maybe this and the first one to it did this. And by the third one, it's a fact. You know, it's like quoted from other places, and these things actually get picked up, you know. And their whole idea is just to get clicks on the, you know, they get ad sponsors, and all they want is ad clicks, and, you know,
yeah,
they also do stuff. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's sort of like a high-tech version of the old game telephone or operator. I don't know if you, either one of you remember playing that game, but there would be generally 15 or 20 kids sitting in a circle, and the first person would whisper something in the ear of the second, and then they would have to relay, and by the time it got all the way back around, the thing had been totally changed. From I like cheese to, you know, just something totally different that doesn't even sound like I like cheese.
What's the solution, Corby? What do you think? Are websites just destined to continue to print misinformation because of their ad revenue, or are they going to seek accountability and truth?
Well, you know, with journalism, most of their you know, goals are just to get something out fast. You know, truth is something they can edit later. And even this book even talked about when there's an update, like say something's, you know, obviously false, and they'll get the correct information. They'll put the update at the very bottom, and the headline still stays. It can be totally off the wall. President resigns, you know, and then the update will say, oops, president of some student council or something, you know, retarded. That's off the topic, but, you know, it's just, but the updates, it's already gone viral by the time something gets updated, and the sources don't update, you know, the ones that referred to it. And then the last thing is, Ian had talked, I guess he's not there, but he had talked about a 15-year-old that made $100,000 off of Bitcoin. I never heard the story. I heard y'all
hold
talking
on.
About
the hold your thought, Corby. We'll bring you back in the next segment because I actually know about that story. We'll be back in just a moment. And, of course, your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not
want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin, beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN, you're asking? Well, if you value your online privacy, then you need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth even before it gets to your internet service provider. Did you know that most ISPs keep records of every site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months, and in some cases, up to 5 years? Those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal for, say, part of a job interview, that they want to look at your internet search history from the last 6 months. Without a service like ProXPN, everything you do online is tracked back to you. From downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to. With ProXPN, you simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, although the setup is a little different, and then you just connect to the internet and you're protected. No one can track you or spy on you, and one account works for all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of your premium account, which, if you get the annual plan, adds up to only $5 a month. with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access from, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 and get the security and privacy you have the right to have. So, Derek, during the last segment, Corby had called in and mentioned the 15-year-old that Ian had mentioned, I think earlier in the week or possibly last week, that took a $1,000 check from his grandmother in 2012,
mm-hmm.
bought Bitcoin, and then 18 months later sold those Bitcoin for $100,000.
Wow.
And then opened a website called Bowtangle.com that is essentially a tutoring service,
mm-hmm.
but this young man, Eric Finman is his name, he says that he is hoping to one day make Bowtangle not just a tutoring service, but an institution that would allow students from around the world to get away from the status quo educational system.
No way!
And learn completely online.
Let me guess, is this kid homeschooled?
He is now.
That's right.
Before he started the website.
Yeah, well,
he was going to a government school in Idaho.
He doesn't need that anymore.
Started the website basically so that he could get tutored himself because some of the things he wanted to learn weren't being offered from his government school.
Are you serious? That is so cool.
Yes.
I mean, look at the solution that this 15-year-old kid is creating and the foresight to be able to see something like Bitcoin as a valuable proposition at 13. And then I wonder what sort of family members gave him a poke, said like, that Bitcoin you got's worth a lot now, isn't it, Eric? Like, what do you think about doing with that?
No. The funny thing is, I read a couple of AMAs, Ask Me Anythings, that he did.
Did he do one?
One on Reddit, one on a website called Yabbly.
That's so cool.
And he said that his brother got him started with Bitcoin, gave him 0.2 Bitcoin.
And he wanted to have more than his brother. I read that.
He wanted to have more Bitcoin than his brother. So the $1,000 check that he got from his grandmother for Easter in 2012...
Wow.
He just bought Bitcoin so that he can have more Bitcoin than his brother. And
well,
then
now I'm pretty jealous.
18 months later, turns into $100,000, sold all of the Bitcoin, all of them, and started the website.
How do you know he sold all of them?
He admitted
in one of
the AMAs that he sold
Bitcoin. He's paying his employees in Bitcoin, so he must be getting some more somehow.
Right.
He's not totally out of the game. He's not anti-Bitcoin, right?
Right. So the website, you can actually go to the website, you can register, you can pay in Bitcoin.
Cool.
So my guess is that the Bitcoin he's paying his employees is coming from the Bitcoin that are coming in from the clients.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing. It's not lemonade stands anymore. It's starting a whole video tutorial website that kids are doing. I mean, what's it going to be like in 10 years? Can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's just going to be crazy where everything is in 10 years.
Five-year-olds are going to be CEOs. It'll be crazy. I don't know. I just see it getting younger and younger. They don't need elementary school, right? What grade was this kid in?
15, so that would be...
Well, he was actually probably in high school.
In high school, probably.
Yeah, to be fair. I was misjudging his age, but he certainly doesn't need... Does he need college? Is he even going to go?
He has a deal with his parents. If he makes $1 million before his 18th birthday,
wow,
they're not going to make him go to college.
Oh, what a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, you can't argue with a millionaire.
Yeah, well, you can.
Well, especially if it's your son. I mean,
you can argue with whoever you want.
Well, what do you
it's
think?
Probably not wise to do so in some situations.
Fair point. But what do you think it's like for these parents? I mean, at one point, I would be proud, but I'd also be a little jealous of my son here. Like, hey, son, you got more in your bank account than I do. There's something wrong with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's something wrong with a lot of cities and states around the country. And Greg, calling in from New York, wants to talk about cities and states and how they're different from neighborhoods. Seems like an interesting topic. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I called in last week talking about this, and I just wanted to say I have a lot of friends from all kinds of political spectrum. And one thing that I always wondered about and I wanted to talk about is basically how is it that the state is sort of singled out, it gets special treatment, the state. Where I sort of tend to think about organizations in general as having to be run in some way. So you may have management team of a co-op, or you may have a neighborhood board, you know, watch or something like that. And anarchists are okay with that, but they're not okay with a city having a government or a state having a government necessarily. So I kind of wanted to explore what is really the difference and really get to the bottom of it.
Well, I remember your call, Greg. I appreciate the question. I think the answer is that some organizations are structured in a way that is voluntary, meaning people can opt in or out of whether or not they want to be involved. And the state is not one of those organizations. You don't get to choose to leave. For example, I don't have a passport right now. I don't have permission to leave. If I wanted to, I'm not allowed.
Okay, fair enough. But let's say you agree that on the level of a city, you can definitely leave any city in the United States, pretty much.
Well, you can, but there are very few places in the world where there is no municipal government. There certainly are some places that are unincorporated and don't have a municipal government, but there's still a county government, a state government, a national government. So there's multiple layers of government. So just because you leave one municipality for another doesn't mean that you're getting away from government.
Right. So why do you think that is? Why are there so few places on Earth, and certainly not the developed places, that don't have any government? Why is every place that's developed seem to have a similar structure?
Because there are power-hungry people who want to make sure that they have control over things and people and places.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's just the answer insinuated in your tone there is just because it's a good idea, right? I can imagine you might say, well, why is there a government everywhere if anarchists are against it? It seems like every developed place has one, so why is it bad? But slavery at one point existed everywhere, and just because it was ubiquitous, we didn't say, well, it must be good.
Right, and by the way, I don't mean to imply that I think all kinds of governments are good, or even that the kind of government we have today will always persist. I actually think that technology and the internet can replace a lot of the services now that government used to provide, like long lines. You know, you can eliminate long lines with forms online.
Greg, hold your thoughts. We're at the end of this segment. I'll gladly bring you back in hour number two, which is coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. You call in, you take.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.